So a little more than a week on from the London Coffee Festival, and I'm sitting here in the garden and still working my way through, slowly but surely, all the lovely coffees that I've received while encountering new people or people that I already knew at the London Coffee Festival. So if you remember, I started off with Modern Standards, the Yukro Ethiopian coffee, which was just delicious. It's sun-dried, washed and sun-dried. It's various heirloom varietals, Arabica beans only, of course. And it was a delicious coffee, creamy, sweet, had a balance, an acidity which came up front. Well, it was just delicious. Then I moved on to Horsham Coffee Roasters, the Tanzanian Utengule, which was absolutely beautiful. Again, a fully washed coffee. And, well, you just have to go back to all the recordings and reviews that I've done on these coffees. Moved on to the same coffee roasters, Horsham Coffee Roasters, the Sulawesi coffee, a very, very interesting coffee, which has such a bright lemony acidity kept as an espresso. And then with adding some milk, just changed the drink completely to a very sweet, easy drinking, toned down the citrusy acidity a lot, and was just a delicious coffee. Then I moved on to South Africa, to Truth Coffee. And that was a real chance encounter that I had with David from Truth Coffee Roasting. He's the owner, roaster, and they're based in Cape Town. Again, an interesting coffee. I think this gentleman is really very particular, and it's interesting that he should call his coffee company Truth, because he, he's just very passionate and very, truthful to what he does, I guess. And if you go back to, it was only yesterday, the recording when I tried his coffee, which was an interesting experience. But today, moving on to Island Roasted. Again, Dan, who I met at the London Coffee Festival, had a stand, had a Dietrich roaster there. We roasted together. That was fun. And today, this is the one that I've got under scrutiny here, the Malawi AA Misuku coffee. So I've pulled a couple of shots, needed to adjust a few things before I thought the extraction was the way it should look, and the grammage out, and all these parameters that you go by to establish whether at least you think you've done a good job. Then you put your lips to it, you see what there is in there, and then you reflect more on the parameters, on the grams in, the grams out, the time the extraction took. We're talking now espresso, of course. And so I thought this one was quite good in the extraction. So putting my lips to it, live here, sitting in the garden, sun shining down on me today, which is beautiful. Birds singing in the background. What better? What can top this? Probably a great coffee. So let's just see. This is nice. It is starting with a lovely acidity, quite juicy. Mixture, I'd say, of some citrusy things, but not purely citrusy. There's kind of some berryness coming through as well. Does it round off as well as I would like it to? Maybe not. The acidity stays quite up front for quite a long time. Mouthfeel, maybe I can adjust a little bit. Maybe I can just add a bit of mouthfeel to it. I wouldn't say the extraction was fast. It was 25 seconds. It yielded about 37 grams. I've put 18.5 in. So a ratio more or less 1-2. Very acceptable. It's what's happening in the third wave of coffee roasters and baristas. So, but again, I probably repeat myself. It's all in the taste. It's how you enjoy your coffees and how you would like to, what would you like to taste, and what you enjoy as mouthfeel, as taste, as aroma. All these things are important. Coffee is not just coffee. I'm sure you've realized that by now. So let's just have another sip of this and see what's really there now it's cooled down a little bit as well. So yeah, I mean, still, it is quite a bright coffee, but it's an interesting coffee. Mouthfeel, as I said, could be maybe a little bit denser, a little heavier is maybe the right expression for it. But it's nice. It's got In fact, Dan guides you towards raspberry notes and citrus flower. Raspberry is, of any of the berries, probably the most acidic berry if you compare it maybe to blueberries, to strawberries, to blackberries. Raspberries have quite an intense acidity. And it's quite interesting because the other day, what I also do here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo, I hone my palate not only with coffees, but with teas and with beers. There are so many microbreweries starting up. And the other day, I had a beer. Escapes me now the name of the brewers, but it had raspberry. It was called a sour beer, and there was raspberry in there. And really, that just made sense. It made that beer quite sour. Now, in coffee, yes, we can talk about sourness, but we more or less relate to sourness if the bean is underdeveloped in the roasting. And you will see that when really the espresso machine has problems extracting. It just runs through it no matter how fine and how much you dose, how fine you grind, how much you dose. It often kind of struggles and spits and doesn't kind of extract really enough because the bean is just underdeveloped in its processing. Sorry, in its roasting. So we're not comparing sourness in beer to sourness in coffee. Here it's more acidity that we're after. We'd like to extract acidity. We'd like to bring out acidity in the roasting, but not to the detriment of some body and basically staying true to what is in the bean inherently. So the craft of roasting, not an easy one, but not rocket science either. You've got to really take into account the chemical reactions that happen. Put your own touch to it, yes, by all means, but that's what makes it fascinating and unique. So coming back to the Malawi AA Misuku. Yeah, I mean, it's a lovely coffee. It'd be interesting, again, to add milk to it. I'll probably do that tomorrow. And see how that kind of changes the flavor and the profile of this coffee. So I've tasted and showcased quite a few coffees that I was lucky enough to encounter during the London Coffee Festival. What a festival it was again this year! But I'm not finished yet. I've also got from Shrewsbury Aroma coffee, and I've got one here lined up, which I'll probably do in the next couple of days, which is Rainforest Alliance from El Salvador, a coffee from El Salvador. So that should be interesting as well. Andrew from Shrewsbury with Aroma coffee, I've known Andrew for a while now, and he kindly gave me a bag of this coffee that he roasted especially for the London Coffee Festival. So that was roasted on the 26th of April, so well into still in the parameters. So looking forward to playing around with that coffee too. So for now, as I said, I'm enjoying all these coffees, and it is amazing the journey the palate can have thanks to all these different coffees and the hard work that goes without saying that all these farmers are doing at origin, the green bean merchants that bring all these coffees, source all these coffees, bring them to our shores, and the roasters themselves. And I will repeat myself, the importance and the responsibility of the barista is huge at the end of that chain to bring a beautiful coffee to coffee lovers. So I'm signing out today here from Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ, sitting in the garden, the sun shining and the birds are twittering.